Welcome back. Today we're at the capstone where the work gets very real. Challenge 16 is called Capstone Project, and the goal is to design or improve something agentic that could help an actual repository.
Agentic meaning an agent, prompt, instruction file, skill, workflow, or documentation that helps an AI assistant behave in a useful, bounded way.
Exactly. The capstone is not locked to one repository. Accessibility agents is a strong default. Glow is another excellent path, and another meaningful repository can work if you can explain the need and prepare a review-ready contribution.
So completion does not require a perfect merged pull request by the end of the live event.
Right, your evidence can be a pull request, an agent file, a documented contribution plan, or a review-ready draft. What matters is that a maintainer could look at it and understand the purpose, responsibilities, guardrails, and how you tested it.
Before someone starts, what should they already have in place?
You should understand the basic Git workflow. Fork or create a working copy, make a branch, commit, push, and prepare a pull request. Day one gave you that full contribution loop in your own learning room repository, and this capstone asks you to use the same habits in a more open-ended setting. You also need GitHub Copilot or Copilot Free Active, and you should have browsed the Accessibility Agents catalog so you have examples in mind.
And there is a time box here, but it sounds flexible.
Most learners can create workshop-ready evidence in about 60 to 90 minutes. A polished pull request may take longer if the project has tests, review rules, or unfamiliar files. It is completely acceptable to leave the live session with a strong draft and continue asynchronously after the event. The first real decision is where to contribute. Pick a place where your work can help someone, not just a place where the file is easy to edit.
I can imagine people freezing there. If three paths are valid, how do I know I am not choosing wrong?
Ask practical questions. Who benefits if this gets merged? Does the repository already use agents, prompts, custom instructions, skills, or automation? Can the change fit in one small pull request? Do you have access to fork it or prepare a draft? And can you define limits so the agent does not overreach?
That small pull request idea feels important. A capstone does not have to solve every accessibility problem in the project.
Exactly. Valid contributions include a new agent, an improved agent, a prompt or slash command, repo-specific custom instructions, a skill or rule reference documentation, or even a scoped issue triage plan for an agent the project should build next.
I like that documentation and plans count, because sometimes the most helpful thing is making the path safer for the next contributor.
Yes, especially when you do not have write access or the project needs discussion before code. A clear plan with mission, impact, boundaries, and test examples can be strong capstone evidence.
Let's talk about accessibility agents, because many learners will start there.
Accessibility Agents is a living catalog of agents, prompts, instructions, skills, and accessibility workflows. It is the most direct agent building path because you can study existing examples and then add or improve one focused asset.
What makes a good contribution there?
A small specialist agent for an uncovered workflow is one option. You could also improve an existing agent's guardrails, update documentation that has become stale, add examples for screen reader, low vision, keyboard only, and sighted workflows. Make prompts produce more reviewable output or refine a skill with clearer severity and remediation guidance.
That connects naturally to bonus challenge A, improve an agent.
It does. If creating a brand new agent feels too broad, improving an existing one is often a better contribution. You still need a clear accessibility purpose, but you start from something real instead of a blank page. Glow is a different kind of opportunity. It stands for Guided Layout and Output Workflow, and it focuses on document accessibility and large print production.
So not just code accessibility. We are talking about documents people actually need to read, print, convert, and share.
Exactly. Glow audits formats like Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Markdown, PDF, EPUB, HTML, and CSS. It supports standards and profiles such as ACB Large Print Guidance, APH Submission Guidance, Microsoft Accessibility Checker Style Checks, and WCAG 2.2 AA concepts.
And Glow has several surfaces, right?
Yes, it includes web, desktop, command line, VS Code, and Word add-in paths. That means a contribution might help a developer, but it might also help a teacher, publisher, document remediator, or community organization.
What would a good Glow capstone look like?
You might add an agent that helps users choose between audit, fix, template, export, and convert workflows. You might improve large print agent instructions. Write a prompt for release notes, add custom instructions for document accessibility work, or document a contributor workflow.
And because Glow can touch real documents, safety matters.
Very much. A Glow agent should not promise perfect compliance, silently rewrite content, or auto-fix issues that need human judgment. It should preserve files, explain what it changed, name the standard's profile when relevant, and send uncertain cases to human review.
What if someone has another repository they care about already?
That can be a great capstone path. The repository should be meaningful, public, or otherwise safe to discuss, and small enough for a scoped contribution. You also need a way to prepare evidence, either through a fork, a branch, a draft pull request, or a written plan.
What kinds of contributions travel well to other projects?
Repo-specific custom instructions are common. So are maintainer workflow agents, accessible contributor docs, issue templates, release note prompts, or a triage plan for accessibility reports. The key is to respect the project's style, license, security needs, and review process. Once you choose the repository, define the mission before you write the file. A good mission says who the agent helps, what task it supports, what output it produces, and where it must stop.
Can you give a concrete example?
Sure, plain language findings reviewer could help a team rewrite accessibility audit findings so they are easier for product teams to understand. Its job might be to clarify impact, remove blame, preserve technical accuracy, and suggest next actions.
But it should not decide legal compliance or invent test results.
Exactly. Responsibilities describe what the agent should do. Guardrails describe what it must avoid, when it should ask a clarifying question, and when it should tell the user that human review is needed.
That distinction is useful. Responsibilities make the agent helpful and guardrails make it safe.
Yes, a strong mission also includes non-goals. If your agent reviews release notes, say it does not approve releases. If it reviews accessibility findings, say it does not replace testing with assistive technology.
Now we have to write the actual asset. Where does it usually go?
For a VS Code custom agent, a common location is GitHub/agents with a file name like plain language findings reviewer, agent.md. Other assets may live in prompt, instruction, or skill locations used by that repository, so follow the repo's existing pattern when there is one.
And the naming should be boring in a good way.
Yes, use lowercase words separated by hyphens and make the name describe the job. The top of the file usually has YAML front matter, which is a small block of machine-readable fields between three hyphens. Depending on the agent surface, fields can include things like name, description, and tools.
Then the rest is markdown that humans can read.
Right, a minimal agent file should include a short purpose statement, responsibilities, guardrails, and output format, and at least one example. If you are making claims about standards or product behavior, include source notes so reviewers can check your work.
Let's spend a second on output format, because accessible agent output is easy to overlook.
Use clear headings, short lists, plain language, and consistent labels like severity, impact, evidence, and recommendation. Do not rely on color alone. Be careful with wide tables because they can be hard to navigate with speech or magnification, and use code blocks only when they truly help.
So the agent's answer should be easy to review, not just impressive looking.
Exactly. Good output lets someone find the problem, the reason it matters, the suggested fix, and any uncertainty without hunting through a wall of text. Testing is where the agent stops being an idea and starts becoming a contribution. Open the repository in VS Code, use Copilot chat, and if the agent is available through the agent's window, try it there too.
What should the test prompts look like?
Use realistic examples. Try an easy case, a messy case, an out-of-scope request, a safety-sensitive request, and a case involving low vision, screen reader, keyboard only, or cognitive accessibility needs.
So if the agent only behaves well on the perfect example, it is not really ready.
Right, check whether it follows the mission, stays inside its guardrails, asks clarifying questions when needed, avoids inventing facts, produces accessible output, and explains limitations. Save notes from those tests because they belong in your pull request or capstone evidence.
When it is time to contribute, what goes in the pull request?
Use the workflow you already practiced. Branch, edit, commit, push, and open a pull request or draft. In the description, explain the problem, what changed, how you tested it, what limitations remain, and what kind of review you want. If you include images, also describe the important information in text.
And if the learner cannot open a pull request in the target project,
then prepare a review-ready branch in your own fork, or write a contribution plan with the same details. Challenge 16 accepts that kind of evidence when it shows clear purpose, responsibilities, guardrails, and testing plans.
What about review feedbacks? That can be intimidating.
Treat review as part of the contribution, not a verdict on you. Thank the reviewer, clarify anything confusing, make small follow-up commits, update tests or docs if needed, and explain what changed. If you disagree, keep the conversation grounded in user impact, project goals, and maintainability.
How will learners know whether their capstone is strong?
The core criteria are practical. Real user need, good repository fit, small scope, clear responsibilities, clear guardrails, accessible output, testing evidence, and a pull request or plan that a reviewer can understand. Work that goes beyond the basics usually includes edge cases, source notes, examples, documentation, and safe defaults that reduce maintainer effort.
And if someone gets stuck at the end?
Shrink the scope, improve one existing agent, write one strong contribution plan, test one output format, ask for focused feedback instead of trying to finish everything. The capstone can continue after the live event, and bonus challenge gives a structured path for improving an agent with a clear accessibility purpose.
That makes the capstone feel less like a final exam and more like joining a real project responsibly.
That is the goal. Choose a real need. Write the boundaries clearly, test with examples that resemble actual users, and leave behind evidence another person can review.